Thursday. Today is December the 5th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, dogs making agricultural news, in particular beagles and the Beagle Brigade, as the Senate recently passed the Beagle Brigade Act to help fund the program that trains canines to sniff out foreign animal disease. We'll be talking about that and more after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, dogs making agricultural news, in particular the Beagle Brigade. Now, the U.S. Senate unanimously passed the bipartisan Beagle Brigade Act to provide statutory authorization and reliable funding to the National Detector Dog Training Center that's located in Newan, Georgia. The legislation led by Senators Joni Ernst and Raphael Warnock helped support the training of specialized groups of canine units stationed at airports and ports of entry to prevent the spread of foreign animal disease. The Beagle Brigade has been protecting American agriculture at ports since 1984, and led by U.S. Customs and Border Protection agricultural specialists, these dogs help detect harmful pests, harmful plants, and foreign animal diseases in luggage, carry-ons, and cargo from other countries. The National Pork Producers Council President Lori Stevemeyer, a pork producer from Easton, Minnesota, said the American agriculture relies on the National Detector Dog Training Center to prevent the introduction of foreign animal and plant diseases that would cripple our food supply. For the pork industry, the Beagle Brigade is the first line of defense for keeping threats from foreign animal diseases like the African swine fever out of the United States. They're urging the House to take up this bill before the end of the year. Now, once a dog shows signs, it will work at the USDA training facility in Georgia. Then a handler is matched to the canine and more training takes place. A new handler needs a 10 to 12 week course, and once the handler knows the system, the handler trains for just 4 weeks if the person is matched with the new dog. Now, the dogs are trained to find items that can bring disease in, even if they're vacuum sealed. Dogs smell in layers and they find what they are taught to search for. For example, people will try to disguise something like mango and coffee, but these dogs will still find the mango. We need all hands or paws, as they say, on deck to keep our agricultural community safe from foreign animal diseases like avian influenza, foot and mouth disease, and African swine fever. The Beagle Brigade is essential to sniffing out items that may harbor these threats, stopping them in their tracks before they can endanger our farms and food supply. As this bipartisan legislation moves forward, we can better support another critical line of defense against harmful diseases, pests, and plants, offering our farmers peace of mind as they work to protect their livestock and their livelihoods, said Senator Ernst. Now, Senator Warnock agreed the legislation will help strengthen the nation's agriculture industry as well as U.S. communities. As a member of the Senate Ag Committee and champion for Georgia farmers, he's proud to have worked with Senator Ernst to get the bipartisan legislation passed through the Senate and one step closer to becoming law. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions now, talk a little bit about trade and an upcoming trade mission by the USDA to Morocco. USDA's Rod Bain tells us more.
USDA's final agricultural trade mission of 2024 puts the potential and expanding market spotlight on Morocco.
That is a very promising market for us. We see a lot of opportunities for American products, and the primary reason is we're seeing increased consumer demand for these products. A lot more meat products, a lot more feed for livestock industries.
Foreign Agricultural Service Administrator Daniel Whitley leads the delegation for the December 2nd through 5th mission.
We work with our trading partners' governments to identify products of interest, and they help secure buyers and importers of those products. We go out to all of American agriculture and try to gin up some interest and see who is interested in that market, who has products available to export and sell to that market. And then basically what we do is we take our exporters over. We take those companies over. We introduce them to the buyers and key government officials, whether benefits from the regulatory environment, the policy environment, the food safety environment. We help break down barriers in working with those governments, and in the end, we promote business-to-business meetings.
The delegation list includes representatives from almost 50 American agribusiness and trade groups and 14 state departments of agriculture. Morocco itself is already our nation's second largest exporter of U.S. farm and food goods on the African continent, with sales of $619 million generated in 2023. Now, in addition to Morocco,
there will be some sub-Saharan African countries from the western part of the continent,
including buyers from the nations of Côte d'Ivoire, the Gambia, and Senegal. Commodities represented in the upcoming Ag Trade Mission includes traditional offerings such as wheat, soybeans, rice, and dairy, along with specialty crops such as tree nuts and peas and lentils. In the case of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, Chair Dan Hallstrom says the Morocco ATM ties closely with efforts of his and other organizations to advance ag trade in the region through USDA's Regional Agricultural Promotion Program.
We're very aggressive in Ghana, Benin, Ivory Coast, Senegal, Nigeria.
FAS Administrator Whitley says not including the Morocco Agricultural Trade Mission with the six previous USDA-led efforts in 2024.
We've taken over 100 companies to participate and meet with buyers and importers. First year sales projected from just those companies are right around $100 million.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.